This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Tan.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, so I got a couple different things here for you today, but we were just playing Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
We know him now as Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
His brother Donnie. New Kids on the Block fame.
Thank you. Miles was just asking. Yep. Like, when was New Kids on the Block? And I'm like, my wife has told me a million times, I never remember.
Yeah. And remember, that's 10, 15 years before you get into Backstreet and NSYNC and all the good ones.
All the good ones.
But his brother Donnie Wahlberg, basically, he says he's going to return to Blue Bloods, and then he's going to have a spinoff series called Boston Blue.
It's about Boston.
Yeah.
Was Blue Bloods in Boston or New York? It's been up for a hot minute. I thought Blue Bloods was in New York, but who knows?
I feel like Blue Bloods is in New York.
New York.
And then he'll get a spinoff. And
right,
be
where
Boston.
He's Boston Blue. It basically, like, you're right. Follows him as he leaves New York, starts working for the Boston Police. He's partnered with a detective who's the daughter of a prominent local law enforcement family. Boston Blue will be out sometime this year or next year.
You know, man, I was like, good for you, dude. Like, do the iced tea. Like, you find this gig on TV, you're playing a cop, and as long as they're going to keep you around, you get a steady paycheck.
Yeah.
You know, just enough people watch it, and like, cool.
Yeah. I used to know a guy that was a Massachusetts state trooper.
Yeah.
Right? Trooper. And he was just like you thought he was. And I remember one day, he was down at Disney World, he's friends of our family, we're sitting there, and I said, you don't drink a beer or nothing? Nah, you don't want to see me drinking beer.
No. I believe you.
All right, yeah, and he's like, seriously, it was freaking out of control.
Wow.
It's like, yeah, I was like, you're a state trooper. You got to have some responsibility. And he was basically, yeah.
I don't drink.
Then he's like, and then when I was off, I would go get hammered. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right. And not like fun, like he's having drinks. He was like, no. It was an issue.
Well, it's because you have a stressful job.
It is. It is a stressful job. And, you know, I love that guy, but he's already a little, he is one of those guys that you meet, like, right, and he'll still, like, and I appreciate this for people that don't drink. Some people will still sit at the bar with you for hours.
Absolutely.
And he was that guy. Because we would go to Disney World, and sometimes, you know, me and a couple of the cousins would duck in, and he would sit there. And, I mean, he would tell stories. If you walked in there, you would think he was the drunkest.
Right.
Like, that's what I'm saying. He was a crazy dude, man. Like the guy. I shouldn't say, I mean, he's still alive. Jesus. All right. Jesus. I don't know why I keep saying that. Like, oh, man. Well, I never know what happens. All right, so this is kind of interesting. This is a list of celebrities whose big mouths have affected their career.
Ooh, all right. Okay.
Does anybody come to mind when I say that?
Well, big mouth.
Not
in the context of you say you got a big mouth, you got into trouble.
Right.
Maybe you don't have a big mouth, but what you said got you into trouble. So, like, the Dixie Chicks, all right? So they criticized George W. Bush back in the day, and they were basically canceled out of the country music world.
Who was I just thinking?
Well, they're now just the Chicks, right? But back then, it was like they were on top of the world.
Yeah, not as much like that kind of thing. Right? Just people who literally went out and tried to torch their careers.
Oh.
Hmm. I'll give you a hint. We'll start with Tiger Blood.
Oh, Charlie Sheen.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Let's say basically they're just like, look, he got fired after he was, you know, out on drugs and everything else, that outburst, winning and Tiger Blood talk. And I mean, he's around, but he certainly hasn't been hired a bunch again.
No, because I mean, it's just like at that point, you're just being caustic. And it's like, look, man, everyone knows you're drunk and high all the time. Like, everyone knows.
Well, and they wrote him a character where he basically just played himself.
Right.
But I mean, the character's name was Charlie.
Like, when you had the freak out, that's when you go like, okay, this is when you need help.
Plus, I get it, right? There's sometimes you're going to have whatever environment you work in, right? So he didn't like the guy that started the show.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. But the show was just dominating in the ratings and everything else. And that guy, almost every show he writes does well. So it's hard to go out in public and be like, this guy's the worst writer and producer of all time. It's like, look, I get you might not like them. Now, there's people in our industry I don't like, but I respect what they have accomplished and what they have done.
Without question.
And I can separate it, right? I can be like, oh, that guy's a total a-hole.
But I think one of the differences...
I still give credit for what they have accomplished.
But also, you've earned this. It's that there wasn't Ted Smith Sr., right?
Yeah.
And so he got you into radio when you're 5 or 6 years old. Like, you've never had to actually... And this isn't a criticism of his acting ability, but you've never had to put anything out there to prove it. You know, it was handed to you. It's the nepotism thing. So it's like he's never, I don't think he's ever been in a position where it's like, of course I can criticize you. Doesn't matter who you are. What are you talking about, man? I'm Hollywood royalty. I've never had to really put in the work to get to this point.
Yeah. I will give Charlie Sheen credit, though. He has some great films.
He does. Yeah. It's
like, I mean, terribly, horribly sad film, but like Platoon's a great movie.
Like I say, like Gwyneth Paltrow, I think she's a great actress. You just didn't have to put in the work.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, let's see. Monique. She refused to promote Precious without compensation.
Mm-hmm.
It ruined her relationship with the producers Oprah and Tyler Perry.
Those are not bridges I would want to burn.
No.
I don't think most of these people get paid. Part of your paycheck, you know, when you sign on to do the movie, it's like you do know, like right before the release, you're going to make the rounds on late night TV, blah, blah, blah. It's just part of the thing.
It is. Hers was a little bit different. I feel like she found out other people were getting paid to do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then that's fair. Doesn't mean you won't get in trouble, but then you're not wrong.
Let's see. What's the sleeping pills people take?
Oh, Roseanne Barr.
Good call, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Roseanne Barr, back in 2018, she posted a racist tweet about a member of the Obama administration. She got booted from her own show, Roseanne. And then I'm pretty sure that's what she was like, oh, I was on sleeping pills.
Yeah, I've never seen one of those late night ads. You know, might cause liver damage, low occurrence, suicidal thoughts, occasional racism. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that anyone questions that Roseanne Barr is not a racist. No one's out there defending her.
Right. No one's really.
Like, go figure.
You know, like, I mean, to me, the one drug I've seen really turn people racist is alcohol.
Yeah, that's the one, bro. I did not know you felt that way. Couple Jacks, I'm like, wow. Blame Ambien when Jack Daniels will do it for you.
Celebrities whose big mouths affected their careers. Like we're saying, it's not saying that it ended their careers. It has affected it. Catherine Hagel. She got branded as difficult to work with after she called her Grey's Academy schedule cruel and mean. She said that Knocked Up portrayed women in a sexist way.
It probably did, but also you read the script. Don't sign on to do it.
Well, you read the script. You did the movie. You can't come out when it's in theaters and be like, oh, this is terrible. We shouldn't have done it.
It's the kid who was on 2.5 Men. Yeah. Angus, whatever the hell, right? This kid was on there for as long as she ran.
Wasn't his name Angus Young?
I don't believe it's Angus Young. It's Angus something. But toward the end of it, you know, he found God or whatever BS he was trying to sell. But he's like, don't watch this show, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, you're saying this. But you understand this show was popular enough and had enough seasons that it's in syndication. And you're getting royalties. So put your money where your mouth is and donate that money to good causes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll cut him a little slack just because he was a kid when it was on.
Yeah.
Like you said, a little slack.
You know, I was actually, Ted, kind of shocked that Chevy Chase showed up at the 50th anniversary for Saturday. Not that he is an original cast member, or maybe he is, maybe
he
isn't.
He is.
But either way, based on his mouth,
I was kind of surprised they even invited him.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he does not show,
right.
It's show not up on a lot of
showing
stuff.
Up, but him being invited is what surprised me.
Isaiah Washington, he's another Grey's Anatomy guy.
Mm-hmm.
He called somebody an anti-gay slur on set, and again backstage at the 2007 Golden Globes. Got him fired from the show, and he stepped away from acting. Which, you know what? You shouldn't use gay slurs, but I respect the man. Got in trouble for it. Saw the same dude backstage. Was like, I'm just going to yell it again.
I'm going to say
double
it again.
Down. Double down.
But because if nothing else, at least the producers go, okay, we made the right decision.
Yes.
Well, it's like we don't have to go back and reflect. Confederate flag, right? At least when you see it, like, all right, I know what this douche is about, right?
Right.
He's got his Confederate flag, right? Lives out here. Like, all right, you just don't like brown and black people. Cool. But at least you know where you stand. So same with Isaiah Washington. Like, I don't like you, but I get, that's your stance.
I get it.
Now you can do a Nazi salute. No one cares.
Yeah, exactly.
Megan Fox got in some trouble back in 2009. She compared Transformers director Michael Bay to Hitler and Napoleon.
Whoa. Yep, I remember that.
Got her fired from the franchise by Steven Spielberg. Says it was the lowest point of her career, but led to personal growth. Which is kind of a nice one.
It is, but when I read anything about her now, I'm like, how much did you grow?
Yeah.
You grew sideways.
Yeah, right, because she's pregnant now with Machine Gun Kelly's kid, but they're not together.
That's what it sounds like when he orgasms.
That was a weird thing altogether.
It was. They're drinking each other's blood and
wearing rings that like...
I can't believe it didn't last.
Torture devices.
Yeah. Can you believe that? That's shocking.
Name the kid like BB Gun Kelly.
And then, of course...
Daisy Buck.
Chaperone.
My lady.
She jokes that she'd be more successful if she wore a muscle. She's known for sharing her thoughts on politics, fame, including yelling at a photographer at MTV's 2024 VMAs. I mean, right as she got super famous, she put out a video that was like, don't talk to me on the street or yell at me. Like, it's too much, this and that. It's like, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I would say that, and I get she's young, but like, hey, if you did not put out the video, things would have improved quicker. Because once you put out the video, like, everyone's going to yell at you on the street now. Right? You know this.
And again, like, I just always go back to Tool. You don't have to do it. You could let the music stand on its own, but, like, you chose to go do all these shows. You chose to go out there and do all these concerts and show up. It's like, I will say, nowadays, some of the fan stuff has gotten, it seems like it's gotten crazier. Like, I know you had the Beatlemania and this and that.
But they weren't really attacking. Well, one, didn't have social media, so they only had to deal with it when they physically were present. And the fans were respectful. They were just, they literally lost their minds when they saw the Beatles. But they weren't bum-rushing the stage. They weren't, you know, it's just a different kind of thing.
Yeah.
No one felt that the Beatles owed them anything beyond just showing up and perform, because that's deeply what the fans wanted. We just wanted to see you perform. And that was good enough, man. They did it, and you were so happy and all that kind of thing.
I think sometimes, too, you just got to know. Right? Like, I don't know how to explain it. Sometimes you'll see somebody on the street, or especially like if you go to Pike Place Market sometimes, like, you'll see some famous people. And sometimes to me, you just get a feeling of like whether or not
you can get a sense.
You want to say something to that person. You know, like sometimes you can just give them a what's up.
I think they're happy with that.
Yeah.
I did bump into a guy once. This was in Mexico, all right? And so he ended up playing the stepfather on the show We Be This, and I honestly cannot remember the actual name. This is us. All right. So my wife watched it religiously, but before he's on the show, anyways, on a different show, and we walk by each other, and I swore I knew him from somewhere, and it's because I recognized him from TV. But I'm not piecing this together. And this is over Mother's Day weekend, so he's with his mom, and he kind of nods at me. I nod at him, and I'm like, "Man, do I know you from somewhere?" And he was real gracious, real nice. He's like, maybe. I'm like, man, I swear to God, we've met. Do you live in Seattle? He's like, nah, man, actually, I lived in California. I've been to Seattle. But I'm like, do you know this guy? Do you know this? And he let me run through everything. His mother says, where do you think you know him from, dear? And I said, man, I don't know, but I swear to God, I know this guy. Keep in mind, my wife, who watches this TV show, is with me. And we're both just like, God.
She's not correcting you either?
She's not tracking either. It took both of us probably 15 minutes. I want to say we sat down to eat. And we looked at each other and we're like, oh, Jesus, yeah, that's the actor from whatever the hell the show was at that time. No idea, but like I said, he was super gracious, super kind, very nice. Let me, and obviously he knew that I recognized him from TV. But he never hinted at it. He's just like, man, I don't know. But he stood there for as long as I could rattle off potential ways that we've met before. And he's like, yeah, I don't know. I'm like, God, it's going to bug me. But whatever, man, you know, have a good day. And off we went. And I'm like, that's why his freaking mother asked me that. It's a proud mother, you know, of her son.
She's setting it up.
Oh, yeah. And it just took us forever to piece it together.
Because he's looking at you like, you're not watching that
You're
show.
Not watching it. But, well, that's the thing. The next time I see him, he's on We Be This, right? And that show was massive. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Is that where he's always drunk and that's why the...
he was just stepdad. I don't remember much.
No, I mean, like the main character, he's drunk all the time.
No, I think you're thinking of Shameless.
Oh.
No, this was network TV.
Yeah.
So if you're drunk all the time on network TV, either it's very dramatic or it's a comedy.
Okay.
Next James Bond could be chosen by Jeff Bezos.
Did Amazon buy the rights?
Amazon just made a deal to take over creative control of James Bond franchise. Bezos posted a screenshot with a story on Instagram along with the caption, who should be the next James Bond?
Will it be Jeff Bezos?
Mike's money is on Ryan Clark from ESPN.
Mm-hmm. God, it's Ted. That's why I was asking. It didn't make sense, okay? Leave me alone. Sorry, Ryan.
Technically, does it mean that Bezos is going to pick the next Bond?
Right.
Look, here's the thing. I'm joking around. Mike just mixed up Ryan Clark with Idris Elba.
Right.
I really don't think Idris Elba, though, he's kind of, I think he came out and finally just said, look, I'm tired of it.
No.
Like, I think he'd be awesome at it.
He would be.
But you get all this backlash because he's black. People were like, oh, we don't want a black James Bond.
Yeah, and he was just like, right, I'm also English.
He was just like, right. Stop talking about me. Like, it's not worth it.
I think they make a comedy spoof. Like, have Mr. Bean do it for, you know.
That would be awesome. Rowan Atkinson.
Dude, he's already done that.
What, he's done Bond?
You never seen the Johnny Danger films?
No.
No.
Oh, yeah. He's basically already made those movies.
Has he?
Dude. What
are
you doing this weekend?
Okay,
I was going to say,
Rowan Atkinson has Johnny Danger, and then I want to say there's Johnny Danger too.
So he's playing Bond as Mr. Bean.
But it's still, right, it's still him, so he's good at it, but basically by mistake.
Okay.
Okay.
That's so funny. They should have Rowan Atkinson. Yeah. Wait a minute. Rowan Atkinson's already thought of this and produced like, two of these movies.
Johnny English.
My bad, not Johnny Danger.
I feel like you have to be British to play Bond for whatever reason.
Well, and the thing is that Bond has been an evolved character for decades. No, he's had like seven different Bonds over the history of the character.
But like, people freak out about it. Like James Bond and Batman.
Right.
But like,
and none of the characters the talk
have we
other.
Had a black Batman?
No.
I don't think so.
Hire Idris Elba.
Like he just gets every job. He's like, all right, a Bond, a Batman.
Man, I'm all of it, damn it. If it's a franchise, it's me.
He's got to be suave.
But you're right.
Got to be a billionaire, so Oprah.
Is she Batman?
God.
Well,
Oprah Batman.
I'm Batman!
I mean, did you guys ever see that show out of France called Lupin?
No.
I know that. Why do I know the name of it?
So it's a spy it's a famous like kind of spy book and this and that. But then they made a TV series out of it. But you know, the main character in that one was black. That guy was awesome.
All right.
But like you could
Yeah, but he's French, so nobody cares.
He easily could switch right over into playing that role.
I am James Bond. Oui, oui.
Well, even
when
Lupin loses, he still wins.
Is that his saying?
Yeah. Okay. It's a really good show, dude.
You know it's his saying because no one else says that.
Right, and if you're French, you know because you grew up with these Lupin books and this and that.
Ah, okay.
So, I have to mention it. USA lost last night to Canada. Ratings were awesome. One of the highest hockey games to be watched in decades.
It was
not
a great
being the
game.
Olympics. I think two things stuck out to me. Number one, before we left, Michael backed me up. I said, Mike, this is going to be one of those classic 2-2 or 3-3 games going into the third, probably overtime. And then he texted me and I said, I don't know what's going to happen here. But I really thought like, all right, last time this happened in the Olympics, Sidney Crosby scored that goal. This is our revenge. We were wrong. It's now McDavid got it. So he had his moment. And then they put up a stat that said since 1996, we have not won a best-on-best tournament.
Dang.
That's a long time, fellas.
Yes. I bet you they know. They know.
Yeah. Also, shout out to some random woman in Canada. I hopped on Twitter. And she put, now you're the 11th province.
Oh,
I was like, that's funny.
Yeah, well played.
Well played. You got some stuff going on this weekend. Actually, you got a lot of good sports in town. UFC is fighting Saturday night over at Climate Pledge Arena. You want to check that out. And then also, you have your Sounders with their first MLS match, home opener, 7:30 p.m. So look, it's going to be a wet one out there, but a lot of good stuff. And hopefully the city's electric.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida Wingstop manager serves up hot grease and ranch dressing to the face. Meanwhile, a guy follows a cop into a 7-Eleven and asks to fight. Not shocking, Boston is the place. Mm-hmm. Man tackles Florida Gator, forcing fumble at the one-yard line. If you lost a Nigerian dwarf goat in Stanwood, good news, he's fine. And a flying sheet of ice almost kills a woman on I-95. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story, we're going to Boston, where a man was looking for a fight. An officer of the Metro Transit Authority was walking to a local 7-Eleven location when he was confronted by an unknown man on the street telling him to, quote, do something. Shouting at him several times, do something! Okay. The officer, undeterred, continued his walk into the convenience store, trying to ignore the man as best he could, end the conflict altogether. But that was not enough for our tough guy, No. He followed him into the 7-Eleven and continued to shout obscenities and challenges to the officer, poking him in the back and challenging him to a fight outside. He just taunted him the entire time.
Yeah, that's right. You buy that food in there, man.
Just kept on going off.
He doesn't realize how lucky he was.
Yeah, no kidding. Backup was called and the two went outside where the unknown man squared up and was quickly arrested. A subsequent search of his belongings found, what do you know, 11 baggies of fentanyl.
Oh.
He's due in court.
Come on, man.
Drugs!
I saw something the other day talking about, like, fentanyl as opposed to, like, other just opiates. It's like, they're like, even if you're not high at the time, they're like, it just rots your brain so much. Like, you really just don't care. And, like, you lose sense of, like, danger and this and that. Sure. So you see people just strolling through traffic and, like, yeah, it's like they're completely out of it.
Inhibitions are zero. Criminy.
Yeah. I mean, look, I mean, I've done it with buddies before at a sporting event. And they're like, fentanyl?
No.
I'll play.
Smoke it up.
It was a crazy show. No, just been like, hey, man, you're hammered. Stop talking to that cop.
No, I just want to ask him this.
No. Right, but don't bother. Like, let's not put that cop in an odd spot where he's got to be like, all right.
Right. Don't draw attention to yourself.
Correct.
In other news, we stay right here at home. Snohomish County Animal Control is looking for the public's help. They got a call from a local report. They got a call about a local report that an animal was wandering around in the middle of the road. A male Nigerian dwarf goat.
Exactly as you'd expect.
They quickly arrived on the scene and brought the animal to a welfare center and as the hunt began for who owns the goat. They said that they've gotten a few calls, but no word on the actual owner of the animal, and say that if they're not found soon, they'll be rehomed to another welfare facility. Right. I like that they're getting plenty of calls like, I'll take it!
That's standard. Not why it's here, man.
Right. Side note, how do you not know your goat's missing? Did you let it out? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Kind of where I'm at.
I mean, goats are amazing climbers and stuff, so maybe you just, do you feed a goat every day? I don't know goat protocol. Do you just leave, I guess you can't leave food out.
Wasn't that a Mission Impossible movie? Mission Impossible goat protocol?
Goat protocol.
Nice. Don't they eat grass?
Exactly. I figure, like, they could do okay, but at the same time, it's like, are you looking out back and you don't see your goat?
Right, just get your goat.
Like, come on now.
Get your goat, man.
To Florida, where the manager of a Wingstop ended up arrested. The story on the local Fox 13 affiliate is simply the CCTV footage of the incident where we see the manager behind the counter in a verbal altercation with someone inside of the restaurant. The two women exchanged verbal assaults that eventually went to the next level when the manager armed herself with a bottle of ranch dressing and squirted a few ropes of the condiment at the woman. As things heated up, we see another employee attempt to pull the manager out of the battle, as does another person with the customer trying to pull her out. But hotter heads prevailed as the customer attempted to jump over the counter to take on the manager. Things will happen when you have ranch getting squirted all over you.
Which, their ranch is too good to waste it.
Right? But the manager...
Seriously.
...had gone to the kitchen and armed herself with something a little bit stronger, a basin of hot oil, which she then flung at the woman and all who were unfortunately in the way. Officers did arrest the manager. Look, I understand that you're getting upset, and she was kind of taunting her back. You know, this was clearly just a peck and fight. I get it. don't throw hot grease at people, man.
Yeah, hot grease. Like, come on.
You're going to do some lasting
damage. She also had a look on her face like, keep talking.
Exactly.
Come on, keep talking. She was calm for about 2 minutes.
Yep.
And then she just lost it.
Yep. But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Florida where a local man wanted to help the wildlife. He was scrolling his neighborhood Facebook page when he saw a post about a gator in the nearby water that had a football stuck in its mouth.
That's not how you carry it.
Feeling spry enough to handle it himself, he walked down to the water with a plan to arm himself with a knife and hopefully stab the football and deflate it so that the gator could just dislodge it and spit it out itself. Initial efforts proved unsuccessful, but he made his way down to the water when media crews arrived on the scene and came back with the football. The gator appears to be fine, though. The same can't be said for the ball, which was still in the man's possession.
The gator was Travis Taylor to drop it.
Oh no. Men's Room Sports brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on What. The U.S. and Canada fought for their Four Nations Championship last night in Boston with a hard-fought game that went all the way to overtime. But sadly, the U.S. fell to the Canadians 2-3 by the end of it, capping off a fun all-star break for the NHL, which will return to normal team matchups starting tomorrow. Speaking of what you're going to watch tonight, you've got a full slate of college basketball. I mean, all weekend long, what you're going to watch. You've got a full slate of college basketball, NBA basketball, MLS soccer, NHL hockey, and MLB spring training, including showings by your Seattle Sounders and your Seattle Kraken. Download the Sports on What app. It's going to tell you what time those sports are on and what channels you can catch it on. As far as your weather, clouds are coming in and rain is coming down and temperatures are warming up. Doing a whole lot of moving around here. The rain is going to start tonight and the faucet is going to stay on all weekend long with the highs in the mid-50s and the lows in the high 40s. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawkinson.
Guys, enjoy the weekend. The lovely Jolene's up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.